Yes, I've heard people say that.
Fetch the bucket of water. They'd at Uncle John's when they he'd
and
go
a lot of people
fetch
said
me a bucket.
Too.
Yeah, that's usually southern.
Southern, yeah.
Yeah, they came from North Carolina.
Pack, something like that. Well, in children's tag games or in when playing hide and go seek, they play a lot of tree. You remember what they call that tree?
Post, isn't it?
No.
Home, what was that called?
We never did play
that game. Beckon, too.
Well, what do you call these things that are up onto the end of a football field?
Plate?
Basket.
Well, it's a football.
Oh, football, a goal.
I don't know football terms.
Well, if I throw the ball, then we're playing ball and I throw it, you do what?
Catch it. Mm-hmm. Supposed to.
And later you say, who did what to the ball?
Who hit it?
Well, in regard to catching,
oh,
you say later you say who...
Who caught it?
Uh-huh. Suppose somebody thinks that you're going to leave him behind. You're going out the door and you still have something to do around the kitchen. You don't want to get left behind. You want to go into town.
You say, wait a minute.
Yeah, you say, wait a minute, wait a minute. And the person says, oh, don't worry, I'll what?
I'll be ready. I'll wait.
I'll wait.
I'll wait on you.
Uh-huh. Suppose little boy's been bad. You might say, well, you've been a bad little boy. I've got a notion to what?
Paddle it.
Any use any other words besides paddle?
Spank.
Well, suppose you did get just about mad enough to spank him, you'd say, no, I'll be good if you'll just, don't spank me, I'll be good if you'll, what? Give me something.
Give me another chance.
The man always laughs, he's always showing his teeth and smiling and everything, shaking hands, you say, he sure has a good, he's always in a good...
good humor. Happy soul.
Well, suppose a peddler comes to the door and you have company in here and you don't want anybody bothering you, you know, and you say, well, you just wait. You just excuse me a minute. It won't take me long to what?
Get rid of him?
Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody say get shed of him?
Yes, I expect I have. Get shed of him.
I sure had to give him something to eat before I got shed of him. That kind of peddler. Of course, there's a different kind of peddler. We don't have them anymore.
Well, when you're going to write to somebody, or suppose somebody comes up and they say, when are you going to write to Aunt So-and-so? You haven't written to her in a long time. You say, oh, I've already what?
Written.
If you send a letter, then in a few days you expect what?
A reply.
Mm-hmm. Suppose a little boy comes home with some prank or something that you don't approve of.
What you're facing one of these.
Doesn't behave
very
well.
What you're facing one of these.
Well, sooner or later everybody does. But he says, You might want to know why he did that. And he'd just come home from school with this prank, you know, and you'd say, well, who, what?
You wonder why they did lots of things.
Who taught you that?
Yeah. If a little kid goes to a teacher and tells him on something, tells about something.
Tattletale.
When you go out and you're trying to, and you want a nice bunch of flowers for a vase or something, you might say, I didn't have any scissors, I couldn't cut the flowers, so I just had to what?
Pull.
Mm-hmm.